Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's big show, a semen tree plus a Florida man and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are. What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Yeah, the 900 numbers here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
The porno lines, the talking dirty to people lines.
I think you can probably get them here, yeah.
See, I don't understand. Have you ever called one just as a lark?
Never.
Never?
No. Can't say I have.
The ad, the one that I can't believe people call, they say, make friends, make dates, or just get crazy. Now, how would that work? Hi, this is Bob. I want to make friends. Well, this is Sally. I want to make dates. This is Dirk. Where do you people live? Where do you people live? I have snakes coming out of my head. What's your address? It's $2 well spent. I think when Alexander Graham Bell invented the phone, he had any idea it was going to phone sex. I don't think so. But, you know, I always ask. This is amazing to me. I always ask in the clubs, does anybody remember what the first words ever spoken on the phone were?
I believe it was, Watson, come here. There's a fire.
Watson, come here. I need you. There is always somebody who says hello. They guess hello. Now how would that work? Mm-hmm. What do you invent the phone, plug it in, and it rang?
hello.
There go the Japanese zooming right ahead of us. Of course, you know the first words ever spoken on the radio by Marconi, don't you?
No.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. 8:29. That's 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a double shot of Puccini coming up in just a second.
Puccini.
And a Verde album package to give away. Fifth caller. Let's take the first caller. Who is it? Alexander Graham Bell. That's right.
Yes.
He invented the phone. Second caller. Who is it? Alexander Graham Bell. He has the first one, gave us the second. All right.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee is in the other room. Christy, what have you got?
Well, some people call it the semen tree, and it's stinking up the Hudson Valley. Its scientific name is Pyrus calariana, more commonly known as the calary pear. The tree has a beautiful white flower and blooms several days in the spring. These hardy trees are desired by landscapers because of their ease of maintenance and beautiful white blossoms. But homeowners often regret planting them after getting a whiff of their stench.
They are pungent. Have you ever smelled one?
No.
Yes. Oh. They're very, they smell exactly like what they're claiming they smell like.
Yeah, well, the semen tree is now in full bloom in the Hudson Valley.
They smelled like your left hand.
Oh, my T-shirts, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, nature's mistake.
Here they call it.
The semen tree.
Some compare the smell to vomit, fish, or male ejaculate.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, I've got a pear tree out back that smells
a bit...
A little seminal. Musky.
Really? Yeah. I've never noticed, and I don't have any pear trees, though.
You know what I mean?
Hey, mommy, why does it smell like daddy's birthday?
These trees were the inspiration for John Anderson to sing Seminole Wind.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Seminole Wind is...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you, whenever you see the word Seminole, you like me, you always find it hilarious.
Yes. Seminole?
Yeah, the seminal poems of T.S. Eliot. These are the ones.
They were so good.
He has. Yeah, you couldn't believe
them. Ian Ezra were straight. Pat, are you over there, Pat?
Hi, Pat.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, we can, yeah.
I feel so all alone at times.
Well, you are alone.
Hear a song?
Oh, I'm sorry. You have a song for us? Go ahead.
I do. Semen tree is very sticky and looks immaculate.
Yeah.
But it's white. Don't get ahead of me, Joshy. But it's white flower that blooms smells like male ejaculate. Semen tree is very pretty and tastes salty sweet. Some flowers are eaten by the swallows, but the crows spit it on the street. Semen tree.
a tribute to what's his name, Trini Lopez.
Trini Lopez,
yes. Yes, of course.
Fabulous song, Lemon Tree.
Would you ever name a baby Trini or Trini?
No,
or whatever the hell. Or Lopez, by the way.
I mean,
it's a family
it.
Name.
Yeah, that's so.
That's kind of a nice name, I think.
Trini.
Maybe it's short for Trinidad.
You think so?
And the big Mississippi and the Lake Titicaca.
Oh, good job, Josh.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm running out into what's left of traffic. in a minute.
It's hard to run into traffic nowadays.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But what's the other plant isn't there something called the corpse flower that blooms every 7 years or something?
You know,
exactly.
But there must be like 100 of them because it seems like every year they bloom. And they always say it blooms every 7 years. And it seems like every...
Well, they're not all in the same schedule.
They weren't all planted at the same
time. Yeah,
but don't they all sync up together?
No, it's not like women
in one house?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's happening.
Tell me about it.
Oh, God.
Is that happening at your place, Christy?
Oh, yeah. I got two of them.
Oh, wow.
So, it is happening. I just didn't know it could happen to a 3-year-old.
Well, we don't just wake up one day and become these people.
We have a letter here from Finland we'll get to coming up.
Now use your Finnish accent now. Don't forget.
Now, how does that differ from your Swedish accent?
It's very, very close.
Subtle distinctions.
Subtle distinctions.
Nuanced.
This is Finland.
Yes.
And this is Sweden.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
hear that? Yeah.
No, I didn't hear the difference at all.
That's because Josh and Pat are having fun, okay?
Woo!
Yooby-dooby-doo.
Semen tree, very sticky, pretty. And... Okay, whatever it was.
We do have another smell story in the news.
Oh, good.
All right.
A Florida man has been accused of beating his cellmate who had asked him for a courtesy flush after he used the jail toilet, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's deputies.
This made the news.
The 65-year-old victim became upset with his cellmate, Guilford Joseph Abshire. Abshire allegedly assaulted the victim, who suffered 3 broken ribs and a broken nose.
Wow.
Before deputies arrived to detain him, the 53-year-old faces battery-related charges.
Boy,
yep.
Oh boy.
He needed a courtesy flush.
Yeah.
I think that would be sort of standard procedure.
I would think.
Among the many problems of me being in prison.
That would be one?
That'd be in the top 5, I would think.
The courtesy flush?
That'd be having to... use the bathroom in front of another guy right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that would be
no
tough.
Door, no nothing. For everything, Tom.
Oh, no thank you. No thank you.
How about a courtesy flush? Why? It's mostly blood.
Oh, God.
You know, Josh, he's on another level. We need to get up to Josh's level. That's
or down to.
Or
the Shawshank reunion.
Yeah. I don't believe everything you read in a tweet. A recent study has found that celebrities and influencers are the key distributors of misinformation relating to the coronavirus. Research at Oxford determined that politicians, celebrities, and other prominent public figures were responsible for sharing 20% of false claims about the virus. Researchers also determined that their posts accounted for 69% of total social media engagement. Dr. Daniel Allington at King's College London found people who believed false claims that 5G towers are connected to the virus were also less likely to take precautions to combat the virus, like social distancing, hand washing, and of course, staying at home. Actor Woody Harrelson and the singer MIA are among the celebrities who have proliferated false claims relating to these 5G towers. Scott Brennan, a research fellow at the Reuters Institute, warned, quote, the small amount of people have a wide reach for the content they are spreading.
I've always wanted to be a fellow.
A fellow?
Somewhere.
How do you become a fellow?
Chick McGee, a fellow at Harvard.
I think
do you get appointed as a fellow? Do you
I think
to,
so.
I don't
really?
Know.
You could be a fellow at the Chick McGee School of
Broadcasting Excellence and Technology.
Yeah, sure. You can start it. You can give yourself your own awards.
He's a fine fellow.
You are a jolly good fellow.
Thank you. For he's a jolly good.
Well, so the point is that maybe put your faith in, I don't know, maybe Dr. Fauci, not in, say, Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Actor. That's
here's my problem. You want to hear my problem? Here's my problem.
I want to hear.
What's your
it?
Problem?
This
What's
is like
problem?
The Kennedy conversation that Tom and I have off the air a lot. I don't. Do you guys think that you would know the truth if you heard it? I don't think we would.
I don't think we.
And if we did, could we handle it?
Yeah, there's so much out there.
I can't handle the truth.
I don't know. And now it's just, you know, with the virus. What is the truth? Who knows? Well, I don't think we'll ever find out. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Well, they'll get to the bottom of this. They'll get a vaccine eventually. I think the larger point is, do we need Woody Harrelson weighing in on medical matters?
Homer Simpson said it best.
What'd he say?
Celebrities. Is there anything they don't know?
Yeah. We don't, but let's just remember the things we do know. Social distancing, washing your hands, not touching your face. Those, you know, just stick with the important
stuff. Is the problem that Dr. Fauci isn't hot enough for the ladies?
What do you think, Christy? Is he kind of sexy?
Fauci's okay.
He's all right.
He's got that big brain.
He's got, yeah, that's very sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big brains are sexy.
Absolutely.
Whoever said that was an ugly, smart person.
Okay. Just saying. Well, I think we're going to move forward here. We have oh, wait a minute.
There it is. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Donnie. Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Are you trying to?
I'm all confused, man. Am I doing this right? I can't see you guys. Could you see me yet?
No.
Hello? 10-4, good buddy.
We can hear you, Donnie. Are you trying to do the...
We've got the troubleshoot screen up for some reason.
Man, technology these days.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
3 years ago, I'd be calling from a payphone. Now, we can see each other in person. You know?
Well, we can see you.
Kind of.
Like Aretha Franklin said, who's zooming who?
Well,
no?
Well, wait a second. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got a picture. It's not.
I'm on Whiffy's iPad. They sent to him from school. I'd have done it before now, but it took me about 2 weeks and 1,000 tries to guess my next door neighbor Mitchell's Wi-Fi password.
Oh, you seem to be glitchy.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, there's like a Bengals poster behind you. I can see that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Nope, this isn't.
I tried all the popular passwords like boob 69, boob 69 exclamation. Tried his dog name, his wife's name. And start thinking like him, you know, like what's some lame famous chick you probably think is hot and nobody else does, and that's when I guessed it, Judith Light.
That's your neighbor's password, eh?
All right.
Well, you know, a lot of people might be confused by the Bengals poster, but I know, Donnie, you've always liked Susanna Hoffs.
Oh, yeah.
No, she was a Kardashian before they was ever invented.
That's exactly
except
right.
She could sing and had a soul.
That's right.
Yeah, but Donnie, I just want to say we can kind of see you, but you're I'm not sure what buttons you're hitting, Donnie, but you keep getting frozen.
Seeing you guys in person. Usually, I can only hear the disappointment in Chick's voice when I call it. I can see it on his face.
Fair enough.
I just thought I'd show you around my place real quick, maybe.
Oh, okay, good. Great.
That sounds exciting.
Well, this here's my living room.
Okay. You can't see anything down here.
We really can't. It's just you
it's
and the
a frozen picture.
With Pac-Man and Space Invaders. Over here is my mirrored Molly Hatchet tribute wall.
Oh, wow, look at that.
I got about 75 Molly Hatchet mirrors, all different fairs, different games, the one popping balloons and darts, you know, and Chinese stars through the ages.
Mm-hmm.
Is this any better here?
No, you're still frozen, Donnie. We can't really see anything. I'm just kidding. I couldn't see your mirror. Sorry.
No, we couldn't.
Well, the whole reason I got my stimulus check plus extra $500 for Whiffy.
Oh, great. Okay. Cool.
You're welcome.
And you see, I wrote down a list of things I'm thinking about spending it on because I trust you guys with your opinions. First off, I'm thinking about putting a zip line right here from this couch to the fridge for obvious reasons. Because that way, when my lead bass player, Todd Boner's, got the munchies, I'm going to just, you know, slide them to him like they send in orders from the kitchen at Hooters.
Nice.
Okay.
And second, I know you'll probably be against this, but Boner and me are considering going 2/3 on a Tiger Cub.
Sort of like, God.
No, don't do that.
You know, no, investors would on Bitcoin. Now, hear me out. We watched the show, and apparently any idiot can raise one of these Tiger Cubs.
Sadly, mm-hmm. Yes.
I used to think you have to have special skills and training to raise a tiger, but it's obvious even a stranger can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, maybe you guys are right. Maybe I'm assuming them things are going to eat more than one can of Fancy Feast a day.
Yeah. I would think so, yeah. Yeah.
Here's another idea I got. I was thinking about taking the cash and use it as seed money, start my own business.
That's a good idea.
$1,700 is more than enough to buy 2 stripper poles and a DJ booth. I was going to open one right under the carport. You know, then they can social distance and join from sidewalk. Call it something, you know, like a classy chassis, something smart, or the Boner Garage.
Ah.
I swear to God, it looks good on T-shirts. I'm going to do what rich people do and put that money to work for me. I was thinking about buying some memorabilia, too, you know, like an investment. Hmm. Something, you know, it's going to go up in value, like maybe an old guitar of Randy Rhoads, or Boner suggests maybe a pair of Heather Locklear's panties from back in her T.J. Hooker days.
Uh-huh.
You know? Of course, she got into bath salts and Virginia Slims every regular.
She's had a rough
life. Fourthly and foremost, I'd like to take a little chunk of that money and take Whoopi to Disney while me and him are both out of work and he's out of school.
Donnie, Disney World's closed, actually.
You kidding me?
No.
What?
No.
Well, finally, I got enough money and time to take him and Disney's shut down? Yep. And Walt was cool with this?
Walt's shut down,
cool,
too. Right?
Yeah, Walt's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for running my stimulus check, Tom. Next time, keep your mouth in quarantine, Dick.
Okay, thanks. Sorry.
What I gotta do?
Okay. Bye.
Still ain't working.
No, it's still not working.
No,
he's still trying.
Okay. Yeah, trying to get that sorted out. We'll be trying to get more visual contact with people as we continue using the contemporary electronic methods of communication that are all out there right now.
Forbes magazine reports recent research has indicated more people are taking nude photos and sending erotic pics and emojis during social isolation.
Makes sense.
Data from social media management firm Koros shows people are tweeting the term nudes and, shall we say, D-pics alongside the term coronavirus at a rate of 384% higher than a month ago.
That reminds me, Josh, did you get that text I sent you last night?
I did.
About 12:30?
Yeah, no, I think that is you can send that to others.
Yeah. Okay.
You were looking for my advice on lighting. Yeah,
have you been victimized by the one where you click on it and it's a fellow with an enormous...
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy sitting at the edge of the bed.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of it with this guy.
Sure, yeah.
This ridiculous-looking male member. And that's pretty much out there everywhere. Mm-hmm. We won't be sharing that with you.
No. Peach and eggplant emojis have also been on the rise. I'm sorry.
The peach means butt.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the emoji. Yeah. Peach means butt, Tom. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And what's the other one that's the, what is it, a cucumber and a...
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the water droplets.
Yeah, the squirting. Yeah.
Approximately 45% of female Twitter users are saying they are just as interested as men in sending and receiving nudes, as well as talking about hooking up.
Okay.
According to Dr. Helen Fisher, research fellow, another fellow chick at the Kinsey Institute.
Love the fellows.
The stress of self-isolation could lead to more sexually aggressive behavior online.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, you really are too modest to bring it up, but you're well known for the theatrical nature of your sexting.
Right.
Where you dress up. Let's just call him Josh Jr.
Yeah.
In elaborate movie scenes.
Right.
For example, where you have your male member say, you played it for her, you can play it for me. You do the Casablanca recreation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You better hurry up with the nudie photos before we're all too fat to do them.
Yeah. No joke.
One of the things about this is a lot of cooking, a lot of eating.
Yeah. I think they should call it the COVID-19. Because you gain an extra 19 pounds quarantining.
The freshman 15?
Right, yeah, this is the COVID-19.
Well, everybody gets comfort out of food. I mean, let's face it. And comfort food is sweet. Well, they're saying you should wear your face mask indoors, too, because that keeps you from eating.
Well, that's silly.
Really?
I'm joking. Of course.
There's a reason they call it comfort food.
Yeah.
Just the words, meatloaf. Gives me a warm
or
feeling.
Or mac and cheese.
Chicken and dumplings.
Oh,
yeah. Did you say beetloaf?
Meatloaf, baby.
Okay, great.
What did you think I said?
Beetloaf.
Beetloaf?
Well, that's what vegans eat.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so they're saying more of those so-called D-pics are being sent out?
Yes.
All right. Well, now, have you been tempted to do any sexting, Christy?
No, I'm not a sexter.
Really? You
never
and,
have
you
been.
You and your man don't? I mean, I'm sure you, just words, though, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but okay. We don't, yeah.
Is the word seething ever one of the words?
No. No.
Throbbing.
Don't you mean throbbing? Yeah.
Tumescent.
Seething doesn't seem.
Quivering.
Yeah. You ever
I think
on the couch?
Luscious was used the other day.
Luscious.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Very
you ever
nice.
On the couch, you just go, open the robe. You ever do that?
Oh, how did this happen?
Whoa. Well, whoa.
It seems my Obi has got it.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.